All right. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 31. This is Tommy.
This is Jordan.
Now, Alex here. We're going to introduce him in a second. Just like I said, we have our first actual on-site guest star this evening, Alec Wabahutawerkum. And, you know, we're going to be giving him an interview. We're going to be doing a 3-2-1 later, and then we're going to be doing a people of. It's a people of we can all talk about tonight, but you guys will have to kind of wait to see what it is. But first, we're doing shots. I call this one, hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I couldn't think of anything else. Cheers.
That's a great song.
Hey, everybody looks like Smurf, and it's blue.
Fruity.
It's good.
It's pretty tasty.
Props.
It's really good.
Yeah. Can you say that louder for the people in the back?
It doesn't even taste like it has alcohol.
All right, beers this week. Mickey's. It's a fine malt liquor.
I can't believe you've never had Mickey's.
Keep the caps because there's fun puzzles on the bottom. We're going to solve them. But first, a sippy.
Mine's beer wax. Or ear wax.
Okay. Hook me up. Is mine.
It's pretty good. This says, great be here. Great to be here.
Great to be here.
Or
nice.
Or it's great. I got earwax. It's a bee and an ear.
Mine, I think mine is fired up.
Fired up, baby. Yeah. Dang. Hook me up.
What do you mean you think?
I don't know.
All right. Now for the barbell. We have
say that again.
All right. Garlic stuffed olive. Alec hates them. I like them. Jordan,
I just don't like olives.
I love them.
Yeah,
like all of us will eat them now. All right. Garlic. I like
not
them.
Not bad. Not my favorite.
Yo.
All right. Guys, gals, and everything in between, welcome to 2021. Alec, I'm going to give you about 2 minutes to introduce yourself. Do whatever you need to do.
That was too long. My name is Alec. Went to high school with.
What's your last name?
Wawiorka.
Middle initial?
Wawiorka.
My middle name is Donald.
Your first
named after my grandpa.
Your childhood's pet's name?
The first one that I've had.
Yep.
Like a dog, like that I can think of.
Yep.
Nikita.
And last four of your
German
social
security.
I missed Nikita. Last four of your social. Stop.
Don't do that.
UCK.
Y-O-U.
Okay, perfect. All right. Yeah, so keep going. His name is Alec D. Wawerke. His dog's name is...
Will work, yeah. My dog's name is Nikita.
Nikita. Okay. And yeah, you went to high school with us. Continue. Mm-hmm.
And Jordan. Well, I went to elementary school with Jordan.
Yep. Elementary, middle school, high school.
We've been friends since he had bleached tips.
Okay, he did.
Yeah, so
he got chased by everyone with him. Bleached tips.
I looked like NSYNC.
Okay.
I think that's it.
That was tell us.
What do you do for work?
Yeah, what do you do? What do you drive?
I am a pipe fitter for work. Right now I'm doing construction pipe fitting. Ooh. And I drive a Subaru. You said, what do I drink?
Yeah.
Anything that contains water.
I like water.
Have you ever
like
had
beer.
Milk?
Milk? Nah, I'm not a huge milk guy. Yeah. Unless we're eating cereal.
Yeah.
Because then you have to have milk. But
you
like
ice cream?
But like this day and age, like you don't really need milk. Like just like
almond milk, oat
milk. Allergic, disgusting.
You don't like oat milk?
No, I'm not a chicken.
You are kind of a chicken.
You know what I do like more than beef milk is my favorite milk.
Beef milk?
Yeah.
Milk steak. Are you a philanthropist? A full-on rapist?
No, not that. No.
No.
Just a milk drinker at the end of the day.
Okay. Like
magnets. My hobby is magnets.
Magnets?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, do you want to know anything else?
No. Who do you like more, me or Jordan?
Tommy, I'm sorry, but I have to say Jordan.
I would hope so. If you would have said Jordan, or if you would have said me, I would have been...
Yeah.
Kind of freaked up. Now
you
gotta
drink that beer.
Jordan,
faster.
Hey Jordan, watch me slip on a slide and faceplant.
Okay, you gotta
just do it in half.
This is I know it's your first time podcasting. You're gonna have to pick one voice volume and just keep it because right now you're saying comment all the way. Let's just pick one volume, just like we're talking.
Okay, so just like look at it.
You don't have to look at it. It's gonna pick up the audio. Oh my god, it's looking back. Oh. Okay, so how excited are you to be on the podcast? I mean, you've been an avid listener since day one.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm kind of nervous, but also I've listened to every podcast at least 3 times.
Because I'm like, sweet.
Yeah,
it is busted. Once, but then, because I feel like I'm hanging out with you guys at work, so it's kind of cool.
And I kind of remember
like my boss. Wait, because my boss will
sure
talk to me, and nice. Then like I'll just hear your cute little laugh in the background where you do the one where you're like, yeah, that one. Like, my boss will be saying something to me, and I'll just start laughing. Like what?
No, it's okay to be a little bit nervous. Jordan might have been nervous through the first 9 episodes, 10 episodes.
I still get nervous to this day. I don't know why.
I mean, we are talking to at least 500,000 people right now.
Right.
2 million. Exactly. Try 2 million. Yeah,
dude. Wow, dude, I'm shaking my boots even
more. Every other person in Wisconsin listens to it. I like talking recreationally. I could do this podcast myself and just talk for an hour.
Wow, you hear that, Jordan? He just said he could do it without us.
I don't want to. It's more fun to talk to you. But like after you finish that first beer, which at this point I'm almost stalling because.
Oh shit! All right,
yeah. No. So we're not gonna stop rolling. That was a nice.
You don't need to try. Well, he's gonna do it anyway.
So at this point, Alec.
Next segment.
At this point, Alec has proven how. Well, we still have about 4 minutes in this one. But at this point, Alec has just spit it out. Well, you're gonna. It's gonna be a lot easier for you to talk now that you put down the "Hey there, Delilah." Like in New York City?
Well, I've never had a Mickey's.
They're smooth. Pretty good.
Huh? That's a topic to speak on.
How about you talk about your McDaddy?
It actually is pretty good. Mickey.
Okay.
Hey, Mickey, you so fine.
They come in these bottles and they come in 40s, and that's it.
Yep. So pretty it's good. Not technically a beer. It is malt liquor.
It is malt liquor.
Do you like this or Old English more?
I've never had Old English.
Old English is pretty
good.
I do
like Old English.
And there's a good song called Old English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Colt 45.
Old English, you were spoken in Europe, and now it's America.
Okay.
That's a song, right?
No.
Oh.
I don't know, but if it isn't, I feel like it is now. And the way you hit that email on the fourth beat.
That was disgusting.
So... Something else we keep in our studio table in my kitchen is these coasters that you put on your nose. I just showed them really quick. Oh, surprise, another one. Alec, you like this one? So, Alec, we're going to go into a full video, a full interview with you in the next segment. But first, I have one important.
Well, I would like to
didn't
add.
Didn't you have a 15-second segment you want
to
do?
Yeah, and I would also like to add that I suggested to Tommy that he interview me for the podcast because I'm such an attention whore.
you're honest about it.
You have the interview's there.
You went through with it, man.
We're gonna do it.
Oh wait, okay. Am I doing mine?
Yeah, no. We're gonna give you. He texted me. I have 15 seconds for you. I said you're running late. He texted me. I'm a cowboy, baby, and I'm going to be – actually, I saved the clip. I'm going to – while you look for your 15-second segment, let me play –
I have it.
I'm still going to play this because I thought it was adorable. But this is what he said to me when I said you're running late.
You can do it.
I want to be a cowboy, baby. I'm on my way. I'm about to be there, cowboy, baby.
So it was pretty funny, but
– You're going to do that to me like This is forever.
Yeah, let's just
hear this. Is on the internet forever.
All right. I made a more appropriate one.
Okay.
Viewers at home. But, okay, so kill one, take one on a date, or marry one.
Kill, date, marry.
Ready?
But okay.
Ready? Ready? I'm ready. Okay. So we got Kid Rock. I want to be a cop.
Oh, boy, baby.
We got
bam, bam, bam.
Chris Rock.
Ooh.
Okay. Really funny. And then we got Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Ooh.
So wait. Can I just say,
I'm not first? Because I've thought about this all day at school. Since you told me you want me to have it on the podcast. Yeah.
Before I answer, I've been thinking about starting a restaurant and having a rack of ribs called Dwayne The Rock Hogson. Just a funny idea. Whatever. Ooh,
yeah.
So we have
we can work.
Kid Rock, Chris Rock, and Dwayne The Rock.
Yeah. Wait. We get a geologist
here. Yeah, I think we might need one.
Let's rock and
do
roll.
I go first?
With this.
Do I go first?
You go first.
All right, because I've been thinking about it all day. Okay, so Chris Rock, I love you. You're funny. The way you were in Jackie Chan was unbelievable. And you will go down in history.
It's Rush Hour, but Rush Hour with Jackie Chan, but
Rush Hour.
Jackie Chan.
The movie.
The Rush Hour.
I would just say Rush Hour. But
those are good movies.
Those were great movies, but I have
fight,
to
fight. Is
I,
it fight, marry, kill?
Chris, you're gone. I have to kill you.
No, it's date, marry, kill.
Those fight, marry,
kill. Kid Rock, I would take on a date.
Oh, date, marry, kill.
Because his music is honestly awesome.
His music is great.
And going out to eat with Kid Rock would be pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. His parties that he would throw.
And yeah.
He's a pretty good looking fella. But the reason I would marry Dwayne, The Rock,
that boy Shredder.
Johnson. It's because obviously he can cook. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
So I am,
so I'd marry him, dude. Obviously,
he's definitely got
marry,
the most money.
I'd marry anyone that can cook.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going, but okay, we'll see you back in a minute.
I was gonna get another beer.
No, not someone doesn't understand how this works. But so actually, oddly enough, I would do the same thing.
Really?
Yep. So, Dwayne, I don't know. I just feel like I'm most familiar with him, and I could stay familiar with him.
Hmm.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's funny. I don't know. He's not as funny as Chris Rock. But Dwayne, I just think he was in the Fast and Furious, so that's pretty much does it for me.
Yep.
Chris Rock, just not familiar enough. I don't – it's not like I want to kill him. I'd probably just – try say here's a Long Island to be antifreeze, so just be quick and he wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
That's fair.
And Kid Rock, same thing. I wanna go out for a couple drinks and I wanna sing with him.
Yeah. That's not Kid Rock, but
yeah, but when I did it. Oh yeah.
That's Leonard Skinner.
It's Leonard Skinner.
Honestly, you're only in for Kid Rock for the strippers, and you should just
no.
It.
I don't. I have a girlfriend. I'm not interested in the strippers.
So I'd kill Chris Rock. Kind of the same reasons as you got. I'm just like not super familiar with him. I
singing
seen,
Sweet Home.
All the Rush Hours, but other than that, I'm not really too familiar. I would go on a date with The Rock. Sip his tequila.
Sip his tequila.
He's got his own tequila
oh,
brand.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I'd, you know, drink some of his tequila, maybe pick up some of the, you know, juice that he's on.
Okay, I didn't.
Because he's definitely not natural.
Did you really pick right now to put this on your phone?
And then I would marry Kid Rock because I can almost guarantee he throws some crazy parties.
So I did fact check. I did fact check you guys really quick on the. Oh wait, that's All Summer Long.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
The song I
was
thinking of.
It was 1989.
My hair was short. My hair was long. My forks
no,
were my forks
no,
was long.
Your fork, no.
What the fork
short. My hair was long.
We
caught
were
somewhere, somewhere between a boy and man
fishing for walleye. It was
he
a
was,
good time.
No,
who's ready for the next second? We will be.
And we're live.
We'll be right back, guys. Hold on.
Action.
So we are live.
Hey, we're live!
There's your first F-bomb, so you have two more.
I said, you have an F-word?
You said the F-word.
Okay, we're cracking these.
Frank. All right, yeah, Mickey's number two.
These are delicious. Why don't I drink them more often?
Because they are each have like 200 calories, 18 carbs. And,
wow,
so let's
mine
do these
is
puzzles.
Actually really hard. Mine looks like...
Oh, I have no idea what this is.
Mine looks so weird.
I don't know. I have any idea what mine is.
Mine looks like touch your butthole. Look at the first one.
Okay, this.
What is that?
A Mickey. Bring me a Mickey's. Bring me a Mickey's.
Okay, let me see it.
I don't know what mine
is. I figured mine out already. Let me see. I don't know what you're saying right now. He's laughing so hard quietly.
Yours is definitely bringing you Mickey's.
I don't know. Pull up your phone and see what this one is because it's going to bother me. I figured out.
How do you associate that with bring?
bring.
I guess my
me.
My brain is just in the wrong place.
So what do you think this one is, Jordan? I kind of think I know this.
No captain.
No, it's a mountain top.
No.
I think it's a stop talking. Top King.
Yeah, maybe.
You can look up that one too. I think that's what it is. Al, can I see yours? Why are you laughing so hard right now, you freaking weirdo? Come at me. Yeah. Wait.
Come at me.
What's the bottle?
It's Bring Me a Mickey's.
Oh, it is Bring Me a Mickey's. That's a good one. Come at are you looking up the key for the puzzles? Okay. All right, Al. So first, we do have to call our sports professional, Haley. Al, normally during this part, you don't talk that much.
Yeah, I know it happens, dude. I'm your biggest fan.
I think you might be. That's why we have a T-shirt. That's why we have
that's,
a T-shirt.
That's why you have like the 30 views.
That's why we have like
30 million. All right, phone's ringing. We've actually made money off this podcast already, which is wild.
So how much are you paying? We went through.
I told you, show up on time, and if you do good, you'll be invited back.
I said you better have a contract ready.
There's no contract. You're wearing a white beanie.
This is my favorite beanie ever. Everybody, this is why you always
see me. Hi, this is Haley Luckner at
Enver. Well, so
you're fired, Haley.
So if you want to talk about who's not talking about sports this week, it's me, you, and the 23 other million people that listen to this podcast.
Well, what sports are even going on right now? I watched a little bit of sports at my friend Quincy's house.
Cricket doesn't count.
No, we watch basketball. Okay. Honestly, I forgot who played. Honestly, I have no interest in sports unless I see hockey on the TV. Then I act like I really love hockey because when it's on, I actually do really enjoy it.
Okay.
But I don't seek it out. So, yeah.
That's how I am with sports.
Yeah.
Sports.
All right. Jordan, you got any fights for us?
Go watch some sports.
Jordan?
Oh, yeah. So,
did you find it on the thing?
No,
I'll find it because I have
so one. Basically the biggest thing that happened was the main event last weekend was Derek Lewis against what was it?
Shoot.
Curtis Blaydes. Curtis Blaydes has 100% permanent brain damage from knockout.
Not Bueno. Okay,
that
hold on.
Was a knockout
so your,
that was unreal.
Yours is by a round, which is pretty hard to guess.
That's weird.
That doesn't even make sense, but that's what it is, by a round. Keep talking about fights.
Derek Lewis, the Black Beast, knocked out Curtis Blaydes. If you haven't seen it, look it up on YouTube because it was scary.
Derek Lewis, the Beast, yes. Dude. He is a beast. My balls was hot.
My balls was hot.
Okay.
He's my favorite.
He is hilarious.
He is my favorite UFC fighter.
Yeah, he's funny.
Derek Lewis. If you're listening to this, he's got some goddamn lunchbox.
Gosh darn. And Derek is actually a big fan. So.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So, Derek. Also, this just in, mine is no peaking. It's a peak.
Tommy, let's be honest. You peaked in high school.
While, I was worried I did, and then I went to college, and then I was worried I peaked in college, and actually, to this day, still haven't peaked yet.
You haven't peaked yet. Honestly, you're peaking right now, because you have a pretty sweet job.
I have a great job.
You got a nice girlfriend.
Oh, I have the best girlfriend.
You live with one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life,
Jordan
Kushan.
I can name like six better, but he's like my seventh favorite.
Not a chance.
Okay.
And
your house is awesome. Need a roommate?
You're peaking right now. Oh, dude, I live with my mom.
big harsher.
Do you want to move out?
After that comment.
Jordan, number one is Santa. Do you know who you're going against? There's just people that we don't see all the time.
That is true.
Okay.
Johnny Depp. Honestly,
Johnny Depp is my number 15. Will Ferrell was number two, but you have to kind of think. It's not like people in our circle. It's people outside of our circle. Number three is one of those guys from Top Gear. I don't know his name, but you know who I'm talking. He's got a lot of cars. Anyway, booze news. So this Friday on the whatever cold drinks page, there is a new drink from Bud Light Seltzer that has been extremely underwhelming thus far. It's called Bud Light Seltzer Out of Office. They have super tropical flavors, mojito, daiquiri.
You haven't done those yet.
No, it's this Friday.
Oh.
Mojito, gotcha. Daiquiri, all tropical flavors, a Mai Tai. It's seltzers like those flavors.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to try them. We'll review them. We'll see how they are. Maybe I'll have a hangover Saturday.
No other companies have done that yet, the flavors like that for seltzers.
There's so many. I don't know if they ever have them, but like mainstream seltzers. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. Stay tuned Friday. If they're good, should we plan on drinking them next week? Out of Office Seltzers by Bud Light.
I still think we need to do Coronas. We haven't done Coronas yet.
Yeah. Everybody knows what a Corona tastes like.
Well, we haven't done the podcast. We're going to do Coronas in 2 weeks because if I'm already going to buy these seltzers.
Okay.
Just fair. If we're going to have them, fair. So use them. Okay, yeah, but so Booze News Bud Light came out with actual cocktail flavored seltzers.
The rest of their seltzers are very underwhelming.
They're extremely not good.
Yeah.
If I had to be nice. So like 2 out of 10.
We'll see.
All right. Alec.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm gonna ask you is to stop texting during the show.
I'm not texting.
Oh dude, I've been watching you text.
I promise.
No, I actually saw the emoji next to something you've texted because they've texted back so many times.
Shut up.
Why do you have that little picture next to mom?
Mom? Well, my mom is Mother Bear, okay, and there's a bear next to it.
Twas
and
a joke.
Honestly, I should change it because she already scares me when she texts me.
Okay.
And once there's a bear next to it,
all right.
I get a little more scared.
Okay. Is it like the cute bear or the scary bear emoji?
Well, it's a cute bear, but
you don't have to show me. Hey, you can. Let's.
It's a cute bear.
Jordan, take the phone. He's reading. I don't want to see it.
I just want to show you.
Trust me, I believe you. You. Bear. Nope. We're gonna interview you now. So.
See. Thank you.
That's the cute bear.
I know. That's why it shouldn't. That's why it shouldn't scare me, but it still does.
All I told him is do a good job, and now he showed me bear emoji.
Oh,
Alec, what is your favorite thing about this podcast?
My favorite thing about the podcast is to listen to. I already said why earlier in this one.
Oh, just episode. We're interviewing now. Now we're on 2020, and it's
an my favorite thing is because I listen to it while I'm at work,
mm-hmm.
and it feels like I'm hanging.
Chilling with the homies. Okay. All right. What's your worst?
Wait. Also, I wish I could like interlude.
Okay. Well, there is. You can comment on every podcast and tell us
what
you
do. Well, that's why I text you all the time.
Yeah, you can seriously comment.
When I text you, just know when I text you, it's because I'm at work and like I hear something. I'm trying to tell you, but I know this happened like months ago because I'm listening to episode 3.
Are you serious? Well, do you just keep like restarting and going around?
Yeah, because you only have so much music to listen to. I have a pretty endless vault of music, but like sometimes I like to listen to
so podcasts are good time burners though.
Exactly, and that's why I like to do it. And I like a select few podcasts I listen to habitually,
mm-hmm.
and then once like I'm caught up with those, like I'll just be like, "All right, well, I forgot what Jordan and Tommy said like in episode."
Okay,
one. So
I don't
I guess
know
I'll
if I'm gonna take that as a compliment or not.
No, it's a compliment.
It's a compliment. Well, you listen to our podcast.
Yeah,
I listen to your podcast.
What is your worst favorite thing about the podcast?
That sucks because I keep saying
no worst favorite.
Well, it's a
I know what
favorite.
I said.
But I keep saying like earlier in this episode what I'm gonna say, which is I can't interlude when like you guys are saying something, and I'm like no, like we're trying to tell you what I think.
I'm gonna take that one as a compliment. You just want to be part of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and finally you included me.
All right. So Alec, do you have the DoorDash app?
I do.
All right. Just so you guys know, we have also recently taken on a sponsorship from DoorDash. Go on to DoorDash. In the promo code, use 4 beers to get nothing off your order because we're not actually sponsored. I just sent both of these guys up for that.
You want a quick history of my DoorDash?
I feel like we're going to get a cease and desist from DoorDash.
From what?
Next week.
You know what? I will take that press. So, Alec, you open the DoorDash app. Go to. What is it?
All right. Well, I'll tell you, since coronavirus has started.
Coronavirus.
It's a virus.
Coronavirus. That shit is real.
It is real.
I can't. Well, okay. When that had first started, I had a Nintendo Switch. And I had a game called Monster Hunter, which is super tight. And
cool.
You would just grind for the armors. and the sweet swords. Okay. All these different dragons and stuff.
So what do you get from DoorDash?
I'm getting there. And every day for probably the first month, I'm admitting this online forever. This is a deep secret
deep
of mine.
Shit.
This is a deep secret deep of mine. Shoot. I played that game constantly while getting paid for literally like probably 20 hours. Of
so speaking
the day.
Of DoorDash,
wait. And every day I'd order Chipotle.
Oh,
on DoorDash. Yes.
Chipotle.
Literally like every other day at least.
Okay.
And I'd stay up till like 7.
What did you get?
Playing Monster Hunter. You want my order?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I like to get the sofritos from there because it's pretty good. Because sometimes I've
never had a sofrito like this before.
It's pretty good, but honestly, if you're eating it just for like, if you're not vegetarian and you're eating it because you think it's healthier, it's not because it
no,
has so
you
much
want it
sodium.
In between beers. You are going to drink that.
You gotta drink it.
Oh, why'd you point to it?
Because you have
you gotta
to
start
drink
drinking
it.
It.
We have a lot of questions.
Well, I don't really understand this because last
right, I'm gonna let you take a quick sip. I do have a word from our sponsor.
What can I say?
No, just drink that.
Last
beer for
segment,
a
like I chugged it because
okay,
I thought
don't
it was
chug
like,
it, but just put
a dent
in it.
But just you gotta sip it.
And here at Whatever Hot Rods,
don't
we are it. All about your car. Whether it's fast, slow, wants to go or no, we support it. Thanks for sponsoring Whatever Hot Rods. All right, Al, what were you saying?
Oh, you wanted my Chipotle order.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes sofritos.
Sofritos.
Sometimes I get chicken.
What's a sofrito?
It's like the...
It's tofu.
Yeah. I was going to say soy-based.
It's really,
it's really
good, but like I said, if you're not vegetarian, like you might as well...
Are you
just...
vegetarian?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good, because
well...
there's beef lard in Vicky's.
Well, I'm not like strictly a vegetarian, but I try to eat less meat. Otherwise, I don't eat as much vegetables. Otherwise, I fill myself up on meat.
I ate 11 chicken
That's
wings.
Actually... A good theory. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Well, and it's just like better all around to eat a little less meat. But I know Tommy doesn't want me to talk about this.
I literally
podcast,
only
he'll say it's my hippie.
11.
My hippie shit.
No, you're not. Just because
you're
you just because you wear those hippie pants doesn't mean you're a hippie.
Well, honestly.
But yeah, I only ate 11. I
and you better call him Ponce when you talk about it.
Dude, your dog is just all up in the wires and everything. Okay. But yeah, that sounds pretty good. So,
but
Chipotle.
Yeah. Okay. So,
so what about we're not getting
either
some
way?
Weird
I'll get
tofu.
Okay, I'll get tofu or I'll get chicken sometimes.
Okay.
And then I like to get the hot salsa, which is why I go there instead of Qdoba, even though I worked at Qdoba for like 4 or 5 years.
I remember seeing you there.
Or like, well, no, that's overboard. Like
okay.
3 years of my life.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I get the hot salsa because it is very bomb. And then I get cheese sour cream. And lettuce.
All right.
And guacamole sometimes.
If you're feeling the extra dollar.
Yeah, if my bank's looking well. If my bank's looking well that day. If I haven't paid like my insurance.
Right.
Like my car insurance yet.
Shit
off. Or like then I'm like, oh shit, like all right, I'm cashing out today. But yeah, I don't like to get queso from there.
Their queso shit at Chipotle.
Yeah, and it's and
hey,
I like shredded
I'm not
cheese,
gonna say this.
So I don't need double cheese, but I am from Wisconsin.
Hot take, Chipotle's not good. I like Qdoba.
I prefer
Qdoba. How many times have you had Qdoba outside your job site?
That's the thing, though. He probably goes to Chipotle
dude,
because
well,
he's had so much.
Well, I don't know how long.
Wait,
you
I thought you
this...
said you worked at Chipotle.
No,
no you worked at Qdoba. Yeah,
I
yeah.
don't know how long you want this to be because
seconds.
I could ramble on forever because like my mind goes a thousand
Rambling
miles
man.
Per hour. But every day when I worked at Qdoba, I would
you have literally 30 seconds.
I would have it for Well, I would have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
What is the best meat Qdoba has?
The best meat
yep.
Qdoba has?
Yep.
Well, dude, I would
Did you try that sweet and spicy chicken they had?
Well, dude, I would cook up the steak and chicken like a head chef.
But they had like that
I
special.
I have histories. Shout
they
out Eddie's
that.
Steakhouse. Shout out Country Club that I worked out at that I forgot the name of in Chicago.
Okay, but
I got history.
Qdoba had that special, like, sweet and spicy chicken for a while, and it was really good.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Sriracha sweet chicken.
Oh, they still have that.
What?
Yeah, but before that, they had, when I worked there, they had a tequila lime chicken.
Yep, that was good too.
That was
good.
That
was very good.
That was good.
All right, Alex. So you kind of mentioned what you did very quick in the beginning. Give me about 42 seconds on what you do.
I supply.
You don't have to lean into the mic.
Okay, I'm sorry. At the current moment, not to toot my own horn here, but I'm kind of a hero because during these this epidemic here. I am building a hospital and supplying the heating and cooling to the surgical rooms.
You're a goddamn hero.
I'm a goddamn hero. So basically,
HVAC is basically, a construction worker would say.
Yeah, but yeah.
You're not a construct.
I know.
Right now, I am heating and cooling a hospital through various functions of systems.
Yeah.
Yeah, my job's kind of everything heating and cooling that you can think of that you probably don't even know of, because there is so many ways to make a human comfortable that you would never think of.
Sweet. So what's your favorite pizza topping?
Let me continue, because Tommy thinks he's a construction worker.
We're getting to that in the next sentence.
I already told you that it's for the end of the podcast.
But I want the viewers to know that their comfort is weird and they don't even think about it, because even your door opening.
Okay, we had a. We're 18 minutes and you gotta.
We'll do that. Let's just make this your favorite pizza podcast.
No.
wait, I'm gonna finish.
You literally have eight seconds, we're moving on.
Okay. But I literally make it so a door can open and close.
that's what else he has to say.
Hey, that's better than 8 seconds.
But seriously, what's your favorite pizza topping? All pizzas have cheese, so either a meat or a veggie.
That's not true.
What's your favorite pizza topping? Don't be a schmuck. Thank you.
Pepperoni.
Bingo. Alrighty. Why do you look like a mushroom?
Because mushrooms are cool.
Hey, you know what? There's science that backs up that humans are related to fungi.
Yeah, probably. I took that as a compliment. Nux.
Guess what?
Dude, is your dog about to throw up on the table?
Yeah, I'm just a fun guy.
All right. Anyways, what's your favorite mixed drink?
JMO ginger ale all day.
JMO ginger.
Dude, Jordan, you know that?
Okay,
I love
you. If these two fist bump again, I'm going to throw up. Mark. Okay. And one more thing before I'm going to kind of finish your beer as I ask the question.
Okay.
So probably within the last 8 months, Alec has came to me 9 times for money for a stupid idea, whether it be a disco car wash or a
blacklight car wash. Okay. Right. With my playlist playing.
Or a measuring tape that has a laser on it. So what's your next idea you need money for?
Dude, I've been thinking every day at work. Yeah, but sometimes I'll come up with an idea and then I'll be like, Tommy won't approve, and then I'll just squash it.
You're trying to make an idea so you can get rich and
I'm trying to use Tommy for his money to get rich, yeah.
Yeah, but you're trying to invent something.
But yes.
Invent something that you can make bajillions of dollars on. You know?
Basically, fuck you money.
Yeah.
There's your second effort. But you guys will be right back. Hang tight. 2, 1. You two are both
Action.
On your phone.
It's live.
I got it.
Are
I
you
won again.
Texting each other? We've been rolling for a while. I just wanted to catch you both on your phones. So let's start Mickey's caps. Alec, I'm seriously going to take your phone away because you're still texting. I asked you to do one thing, to put your phone down during the podcast. He's literally still texting.
Stick a sock in it.
Alec, I'm going to take your phone.
You want to know what I did? I just sent. Listen to my friend Danny.
I don't care.
Tommy is a fucking nerd.
A LMU. A you love. Okay. I have no idea. It's like Wake Club for person. I don't know which one do you think you have?
Stick a sock in it.
That's definitely stick a sock in it.
Knife it box out.
No.
Cut it out.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm gonna cut it out. That's a good
have
riddles. So sometimes we really struggle with these. It's like a hair. I don't know what the wig is though. So now I'm looking. Oh,
what the hell? You're looking them up?
Okay, we would have never got that one. Hair club for men. Like that's exactly what it is, but I don't know what a hair club is though. Is that like Costco?
I would easily get this.
Hair club for men.
Well, that's just called reading the pictures, but we still don't know what that is.
What, a hair club for men? Yeah, that is pretty lame.
I've never heard of a hair club
for men. Honey, where are you going? Oh, I'm
going to the hair club. It's for men only.
You're not allowed.
You ever been to the South?
The South?
The deep South.
I've been to Florida once.
So kind of.
I mean, is America, I think, or is Texas?
That's called the South. The deep South is somewhere in central Louisiana.
Yeah. Dude, I would love to go there though. Same. Especially to eat food.
I love.
Oh my god.
I love Louisiana. Crawfish, I don't know. And,
like, hot chicken.
hot chicken's in Nashville, like, but chicken. Kind of. But
like South Tennessee.
I think that I call that. I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know.
Aren't
good at math.
Oh, okay.
That's why you're in construction.
That's why I'm not in construction. There, I said.
I can't rip because I don't. I couldn't point Tennessee out on a map. Probably.
No, I probably could.
You I probably could. I'm okay, underestimating myself, but like.
You guys want to keep talking about Tennessee? Because I'm the only 10 I see. Just kidding, my girlfriend.
Tommy, honestly, dude. No, Jordan.
Work on it.
Give him
credit. Do you hear Jordan over there?
Work on it. Honestly, I thought that was a little bit disrespectful.
Welcome to my life. All right, so of course, on every episode, we have to do a 3-2-1.
Of course. So, as we do.
3-2-1 things about the South, or if you need more explanation.
Oh, man, why'd you give me the lamest one?
Or, well, there's a 3-2 things about the South, or... the warmer weather down there.
Ooh, okay.
See, I thought it was a good one.
We can roll with that.
How about like
mushroom head over here is called lame.
We'll stack on it, and you'll get the.
So
vibe.
You know how this works, though. Three is like kind of a best.
No,
second.
I know how it works, but I feel like
you'll get the vibe.
I've spoken out loud while at work doing a 3-2-1. Like I've tried telling you guys. I've tried like connecting to you guys.
I'm worried about you.
Interdimensionally.
The 3-2-1, and you give me about the South.
Huh.
I don't really know much.
I'll tell you what, then.
Except for like stereotypes.
But
then I'm a dick.
Just make just make shit up. Like you don't have it.
I'll tell you what. You're the guest. What other 3-2-1 you want to talk about?
Man, you can't put me on the spot.
You're not on the spot. We're sitting in my kitchen with a plastic microphone.
Wait. If you keep doing that, I'm gonna ask you 3-2-1 about having a girlfriend.
Okay, I have
a not
girlfriend.
A bad idea.
I'm just kidding because then she'll get mad at you because then you are forced to pick the best part.
Yeah,
but everyone knows every part about having a girlfriend is the best part.
I was gonna
you know what I'm
say,
saying?
I was gonna say her smile, her personality, and just calling her mine. That's my 3-2-1. Next question.
That was quick.
Yeah,
I can't think of a 3-2-1.
Let's do the South. Roll
with
the South.
I think the South is fine.
It'll be fun.
All right. You want to go first, and we'll work toward Alex, who has more time to think. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so my third, probably, so we're doing favorites, right? All right.
I already bet I know you're
probably...
number one. Oh, snow.
Shut up.
Was that actually number one? Okay.
It's not yours, it's mine, right?
I just rewound, so no one heard
that. Oh, okay. So my third favorite would probably be the weather, not having any snow. So kiss my ass, Tommy.
How about no?
Dude, that sucks because no snowboarding.
I've never
surfing.
Went snowboarding.
Let's go.
You can still surf. I don't think
you can't surf. No, because
not in the
you can't. South. Yeah, you can't surf in Tennessee.
Okay, but there's a lot of stuff. Okay,
unless
okay.
You're swag
I don't think
surfing.
You guys get.
Unless
this, I just said the South.
Surfing.
I didn't say Tennessee.
Because you can swag surf anywhere.
Yeah, okay. I do that every day.
Right. I swag when I surf.
I swag when I surf.
Now
every
watch
day.
Me, now watch me surf and swag
every day. So. The weather. Probably the, you know, not having snow. I love the heat. I'd rather it be 90 degrees than 20
that's
degrees.
Three? I wonder what number one is going to be.
You're gonna
have to wait and find out like the rest of us.
Yeah. So probably the weather. That'd be mine.
Okay, so my number three is because like I've driven down south a lot, whether it be for car shows or just vacation. Like when you leave Wisconsin in March and it's 21. And as you go south, you watch the thing climb. It's not just the weather.
Warmer.
It's the watching it change. From when you leave Wisconsin, it's 21, and you get to Florida, and it's 82. You know it's going to be warm when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, as you stop for gas or a few hours, you get out, it's a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
Yep. That changing in one day. That's just wild to me. I guess just the change in climate.
Mm-hmm.
Alec, what's your third?
My third would probably have to be... the fact that I don't have to dodge potholes every time I drive.
That's a good one.
I don't know. You've been in New Orleans. Those potholes lead to Fiat 500.
I haven't been down south much, and I've never driven down south, but I imagine that the roads are a lot better there.
That's
have,
like a
I,
thing, though, right?
I have
like,
driven
roads
in,
are really
I
bad
have
in
driven in California, though, And like when you buy a car in California, they last like so you know way how longer.
Major puddles no form. Salt, plows no. ripping up asphalt.
Yeah, plow, yeah. And the temperature changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Temperature
changes, so,
crack.
So your roads. Number three is less potholes.
Yeah. All right. Solid.
As lame
I like
as it,
that.
As
yeah,
lame
no, as I like that.
Like, I'm dude, upset, I thought but at the so same time, hard.
No.
Right.
I'm not so hard about it. But I don't know what two and one are. Maybe that should be my number one.
You just gotta think as you go.
Your number one can't be pothole.
Yeah.
I guess. Turner, what's your number two?
So my number two would probably be everyone moves a little bit slower down south, from what I hear.
You'd fit in good there.
Yeah.
Howdy.
You know, no one's rushed. No one's trying to get everywhere right this second. Maybe that.
Give me your phone.
I've never lived down south, but so I don't really know for a fact, but I feel like that would be because I've traveled down there. We've driven down there on the power tour and shit. So I know that, like, I get an idea of how they operate, and people don't lie when they say they move a lot slower down south. I kind of like that, though.
Sweet home Alabama. All right, my number two.
That's Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay, maybe I love Lynyrd Skynyrd. All right, my number two. My number two is the food.
Okay,
so you can go anywhere from the greasiest, sloppiest fried food, whether it be, you know, fish, chicken. You get some good fried food. I love fried alligator.
Yeah.
You cannot get that up here. You just can't. And if you do in the Wisconsin Dells at Marley's.
It's probably fake.
That's chicken grizzle. Don't play with me, Marley's.
Yeah.
But you get the freshest seafood to the most fried stuff. Awesome lobster rolls, sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Barbecue is in the South.
Yeah.
The South, I hate to say it. You know, Wisconsin has good cuisine because, you know, we have, like, brats and we have cheese curds, which is ours.
A heavy Italian community, so we got some pretty good Italian dishes. That,
I'll say, not on the table. Not on the table with the dog. Let's put the dog down. No, put the dog. He's a great. He's a, hey, put the dog down, Alec. Put the dog.
All
right, see, that's why we don't do that. But you get Wisconsin has good stuff. We have stuff that made me gain weight and lose weight all the time. But
Wisconsin has good food.
Have you seen my body? Body by cheese curd. I'm writing a book. Stay tuned. But no, the South, you get fresh fish all the way to the fried. Most covered in barbecue sauce, schlang banging mac and cheese.
My mouth is watering.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. I could go for some. Alec, number two, go.
Number two.
Say the first thing that comes to your mind.
If you weren't kissing the dog, you probably couldn't think of the dog.
I was thinking about it the whole time and I had something. And then I saw Ernie.
Have you been to Florida or Texas?
I've been to Florida. Let's think about it. Number two. I guess everybody's mood. Like, I guess sunshine brings happiness, and even though I do like all four seasons because I like to snowboard, and I also like when I have a chance to, like, be lazy and do indoor activities, like read and, like, maybe play video games a little bit, watch some shows, do, like, indoor activities and play guitar and not feel guilty about it because every time it's super sunshiny out.
You don't want to be inside.
I don't want to be inside. I want to be outside every chance I can. But also, everybody, I don't know, I guess sunshine.
Mood is fine.
Sunshine brings happiness. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, I guess I'd be a lot happier.
Okay, hashtag sunshine brings happiness.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe you wouldn't be.
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't be. Because I don't want to be able to, like, I'd feel guilty when I wanted to do, like, my indoor
the
pleasure.
Winter,
my indoor pleasures, like my winter activities. Plus snowboarding. That's fun.
That's fair. My number one would. See, I want to
say. Yeah, you're on one first.
I want to say food, but you already did.
That was my number one, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what my number one is.
So I guess that there's a certain food thing, because food is a big thing now in Florida with the fish, without a doubt.
The fish?
But the thing is.
Mine would be more so like seafood. And
I
guess
that.
I guess
that's
like.
Fish.
That's fish, but you can get really good fish in the Midwest. Like,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'll catch it for you.
Yeah.
Me.
So,
oh,
like.
My God.
Me and just, Jordan will catch it. For
it's
you.
Just different fish, and, like, you
it's
know.
For, yeah, it's, well, yeah, you're not trout, salmon. We got it.
Yeah, because you got ocean.
You
fish.
Want mahi, you want ahi,
sure. Yeah,
you
definitely.
Want calamari,
and that's exactly what I was gonna say. Food for my number one too
is
and, like,
seafood.
Shellfish, and
seafood,
stuff.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
like
scallops,
bombs, yep.
mussels,
sushi, crab.
So I hate to talk. I hate to. You don't really. I do have to hate. Other than tuna, no, none of your sushi is coming from down south.
No, yeah, well, not, some, unless you're going to like a really nice spot.
No, I mean like sushi grilled fish. I'm getting nerdy. Never mind. If you want to say,
I'm not nerdy.
So okay, it's Jordan's turn. I guess I'll say seafood because I didn't get into the scallops and all that stuff.
Yeah, I love seafood. It's one of my favorites, and like you can get it in the Midwest, but it's just not like it's not nearly as fresh. And you know that it's like it's been on a truck, you know, for a day or two in like dry ice or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that'd probably be mine. Be the food.
I'm gonna say fresh seafood for you.
Yeah.
Because when I said food, I subbed some barbecue.
Barbecue. That I mean
and
that,
Cajun.
I saw well
Louisiana, Popeyes.
So Louisiana. Don't call Popeyes. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
No, but like I'd love. Okay. I didn't mean to disrespect it like that, but it's
no.
Just,
but
it
like when you're eating
Louisiana,
down there, it'll change your life,
different.
You guys.
No, I know. I
this
would love
summer,
to go
like
strictly
to,
for the
just
food.
For a weekend trip. Maybe we can take this Jamoke too.
Yeah. Are you gonna pay for me?
make good money.
Well, I have two questions when you ask me that. The first one was, are you going to behave? The second
no,
one
no.
was,
no, you're gonna make me act.
Well, the second one was, could you really not afford that?
What?
No, I can afford it.
I've gotten silly in New Orleans.
Yeah, we're not going to behave. Yeah,
but when we're talking about the food, though, I want to. No, that's
a little too much.
You would
I probably
hate that more
like
than
that.
Anything else you've ever liked.
I don't think I would like that.
I put Jordan
different.
No, I don't know if I'd like.
I know him really well. He didn't like high school football games. He would look at that crowd and just have a stroke.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to.
Well,
dig,
yeah,
but
because there's a bunch of squares in the crowd. I don't like high school football games.
I don't think you're catching anything right now.
No, it's
Alex.
Just too much people. Like
you can't walk without five people touching you.
Yeah, well, I didn't really get the experience.
Yeah,
well,
I'd give it a shot.
But you like for
Freaky
Deaky, right?
You guys, we could go to
the one time I tried to come up.
Okay, we're done talking about Freaky Deaky.
Wait, I meant to say Freak Fest.
You're
Freak Fest.
All right,
Alec,
yeah,
I did experience.
You're paused for a second.
Very good. Flatbush Zombie was there.
Okay, you're paused for a second because you're just saying words at this point. We should plan a weekend to New Orleans. You can fly from Milwaukee to, I think it's like Ronald Reagan International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be a great weekend trip. It's not somewhere you want to spend more than 4 days. So,
no, yeah.
Yeah, flying Friday
like
morning.
A long weekend or something.
Yep. I would do that. Let's plan
that.
It. Alec, you're
yeah.
in.
Am I on pause?
I'd do that.
You're on pause.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm in.
Are you going to behave?
I'm going to behave.
Awesome. So
we're not going to behave.
No. I'm going to be on my worst behavior. Yeah.
Ah. Have you guys seen me drink? Do I behave when I drink?
Yeah. Compared
Cardi
to
B,
me
Cardi
and
Cardi
Alec.
B.
Yes.
You said Cardi B.
Okay.
That's my favorite sound effect ever. You should get sound effects. You should definitely get sound
effects. Why do you think
this isn't a podcast until there's sound effects.
Why do you think I'm hiring a producer and paying for a producer? Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I can make you sound effects.
No, I'm going to pay someone.
You can pay me.
No, you said your favorite sound effect was. So you lost that spot. So here's my number one. How are you like one sip into your beer?
All right, now I got to chug it again.
Okay, maybe you do. So my number one is, I call it like beach energy. Like, I don't care if I wake up and I'm not hungover, or if I wake up and I'm hungover. If there's a beach, I'm drinking.
It's
and
a different feeling.
Oh yeah,
by a beach. Oh yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh yeah.
And it depends. Like not for Disney. I'm really excited to drink there because you can like drink around the world.
Not into
but like
Disney.
The beach. Yeah, you can.
Unless I have no, I said I'm not into Disney unless I have. I'm bringing kids there.
Please,
like
please,
okay,
keep,
so
you keep ruining my number.
Can
one.
I just finish my talking for a second? Yeah. I kind of thought what you thought, Jordan, but like this last year when I went for work and I went to Downtown Disney, that's just bars and like clubs and stuff.
I know, but
that was different but I'd never experienced that until now. And that was way different, but I'm going to say beach vibes though. You just get that feeling like let's drink, let's have a time.
Let's wake up early and like do stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. What's your number one?
Well, my number one was going to be Walt Disney because I've only gone there once.
You can pick Disney. Don't pick Disney.
And I wanted to come on the roller coaster because I had not ever been on a roller coaster.
Six Flags is 18 minutes away.
And my brother and sister said no because the line was too long.
So you've never been on a roller coaster?
And now I got angst towards them.
I'll take you to Six Flags.
No, right down the road.
Because then we went on a field trip in fifth grade to Mount Olympus. Mm-hmm. And what was the Hades? And it went under the parking lot.
Yep.
And that was my first roller coaster.
Oh, okay. So you haven't been on a Disney roller coaster.
Well, I have angst towards them. So I want to go back and experience.
Okay. That's fair.
So
deep sigh.
What's his number one?
That's my number one.
Walt Disney, bitch. He wants to go to Disney.
So I have to say this. They really don't have roller coasters at Disney World.
They got a few at Epcot.
I remember. Trust me, I remember.
All of their roller coasters are either indoors or you're in a seat with a screen. If you want to go to a roller coaster, dude, I will take you and pay for you.
Also, I feel like Walt Disney has like super cool, like
their rides
like,
are awesome.
Slow roller coasters where you're like hanging with.
It's not like this thrilling roller coaster.
But honestly, I don't want to make Walt Disney my number one. My number one about the South is probably the food, but both of you had said that. I don't know. Probably the ocean.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
The ocean is.
Yeah.
I've never seen salt water.
I have once, and it was super cold, and I can't wait to see salt water because Lake Michigan is a massive part of my life.
Yeah. I love Lake Michigan.
And, it's also a massive.
And just water.
Pain in the butt.
Pain in the butt. It's a massive, basically.
That's why I bought this house, though, because that's stupid. Lake,
body
you know?
Of water that What's is half shit and piss.
All the oceans are worse.
Jordan, why do you have to talk about Lake Michigan like that?
That's coming along.
I mean, it's true, but I don't mean to get hippy dippy again.
Jordan, what's your least favorite thing? Jordan, what's your least favorite thing about the South? Because mine's instant.
Well, my least favorite thing would probably be like the stereotypical. I mean, it's stereotypical, but like the racism.
Oh wow. I wasn't thinking about that at all. I was going to say,
is the worst?
Yeah, the worst.
Oh,
That's not even a stereotype. It's true. It's the worst part. That is probably the worst part.
Touristy stuff. Okay.
But I think the worst part is Florida crackheads.
That's fine. My least favorite part of it.
You ever
not...
sucked dick for coke?
Oh,
stop.
Oh, God.
That wasn't that bad. That wasn't that bad.
All right. Well, my least favorite...
Didn't the dude that ate someone's face
can I say mine?
From Florida?
Yeah, can I say mine first? Are we talking about...
Yeah.
Joke? Eating faces? Jeffrey Dahmer? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my favorite is It's Not Home. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to give these guys a pep talk about a podcast. Right, well, we won't talk about it again, but you guys, we are back. You know, we started a segment. We ended the segment because Alec doesn't know how to handle himself after 3 beers.
Shake that ass. Don't have a.
Yep, definitely that one. So,
aw, man.
Shake that
you
ass.
Got that one. It's no fair.
Here's mine. All right, I figured this out immediately. What do you think it is? Place to be.
Place. Oh yeah. I was thinking something spade, but
right, place to be.
All right, I want to test your brain.
Sure.
Oh boy.
Let's see if you can figure out my puzzle without seeing the picture. Okay. I'll just explain it. Okay. So the first image is an owl sitting on a branch.
Okay.
Owl branch. The next image is a horse from chess. It's a chess piece as a horse. The third image is the letter.
Wait, it's an owl on a branch or an owl and a branch?
Number one is owl sitting on a branch.
Okay.
Number two is chess piece.
Okay.
It's a horse, which is my favorite chess piece. And the third.
What is a horse? Is it a rook? What do they call it?
No, it's a
knight.
A knight.
And the third is an R. Just the letter R.
I got to see it.
I can't.
Owl, horse, R.
Can I see it?
This one's hard.
Let me see it though. It's all nighter. Owl nighter.
All nighter. Yes, there you go.
I mean, this is why.
That's why we go to college, baby.
I mean, this is why I love you. Since I met you.
All nighter. I can't believe I figured that one out. Especially after all
that
this.
That was a tough one.
Fine malt liquor. And I didn't see that one on the thing. I wonder if there's still making. No. Well, I didn't like look for any because I don't want to ruin the puzzle. I just wanted there to figure it out. It's okay. Right. It's just not that bad. All right.
Just a, I thought you spilled your beer.
Yeah, he would have. He would have
never. That's
we would have walked through the door if he would have spilled the beer. Just kidding. All right, just a quick question for around the table. Alec, you are on a microphone. Don't whisper to the microphone.
Are we gonna fight him?
We're gonna have to.
Are we gonna fight him?
Okay, I don't. Have to. I don't want to tell you.
But
guys
he,
my
hey, Jordan, he might be able
to take us both. Probably. No, probably not both. Hmm. I have a spin move that I would do. Is I take off my shirt and I put my fist up. I'd spin really fast, and then you guys would be dead.
Okay, what's the no, name of it? You just kick his knee. He'd be.
It's called the Spinning Tommy. Or Spinning Tom, like Spinning Tom. But just a quick question. Just a quick question for around the table. What's your favorite flavor of vodka?
Blue raspberry.
Yep.
Not a fan of vodka because it blacked out the first time on vodka. And
okay, well, that was 7 years ago. So what is it now?
Maybe 10 years
actually,
ago.
Yeah, probably.
Actually, raspberry.
I was nine.
Raspberry. Because raspberry.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, but that's the only time I'll drink vodka.
Is with in a mule?
Raspberry mules.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I can actually make you a raspberry mule.
We do have ginger beer.
And raspberry vodka.
Yep.
And strawberry vodka and every kind of vodka. We have 280 bottles here at Thomas' house. My favorite kind of vodka is actually, it's a hard call. I'll go with cherry, but I also love chocolate vodka.
I do not like chocolate.
You don't like the flavor. But
I don't like this, like the caramel. I don't like the chocolate. I don't like the.
Can you bring me some?
Yeah.
Right now?
Well, after the podcast, we're podcasting right now. And I'd have to get up and make you the shot and chill it.
I don't know. I feel like there'd be a wild card in the podcast, like an ending shot for us three.
Could you pause it?
No, I'm not going to pause it. Can you monologue for a second, Jordan?
Yeah.
Can you talk for a second? I'll go.
What's.
I'm only gonna make
just give us a theme and we'll talk about it right now.
Just give us something like a
who cares if the podcast goes 20 minutes longer.
I'm gonna let you two talk for a minute. I don't
give us
it's not even the time. I'm just trying to
just
talk.
Give us a topic.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Hey, give us a theme.
I want your just you guys coming to make the shot.
Yeah.
Your 2-1 least favorite kinds of vodka.
Ooh, you want me to go first?
Well, sure.
All right, so my second favorite. So that would be my number one would be my least favorite. So my second would probably have to be strawberry.
Yeah, I don't like the strawberry.
Let's say strawberry because I don't like strawberry flavoring in anything. So
I love strawberries, but maybe it's because I'm ginger.
No, but I love strawberry.
Strawberry,
like the fruit, is probably my favorite fruit. One of my favorite, but
my
like
favorite
strawberry
food is
flavoring.
My favorite food is cantaloupe.
Ooh, that's dope too.
You want to know what's cool when we talk?
I like fruit in general. Just fruit. Fruit is good.
Yeah. I agree, but my least favorite vodka is Fleischmann's.
Because
flavor,
only good for Bloody Marys.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but one time, Colin had a party. I was very young.
Let's not talking about getting too silly. Jordan, what are you thinking?
I was very young to be drinking too much. And
okay.
I made the mistake of drinking too much Fleischmann's.
Ooh, the flies.
Yeah, and I had thrown up into my brand new, fresh New York Yankees. Flat brim hat.
Oh, no. You threw up into it?
Into it. Because I didn't want to. Throw up on his floor.
Honestly, God.
But
well,
let me
it
continue.
Respectful.
Let me continue. It was checkered, or no, it wasn't checkered. It was like plaid, but triangular.
Okay.
Corduroy, navy blue.
Damn, you fucked that hat up.
Thank God I got the straighter of shots over here.
And that's why Fleshman's is.
So my number one would probably have to be. Honestly, like Smirnoff Citrus.
Never had it. I've hated vodka ever since
that
moment.
I'm not a huge fan of vodka.
Yeah, dude, I don't like vodka. Unless we're talking raspberry mules. Is that what you're making?
Unless a
vodka lemonade.
Don't wait, I'm going to get mine, so don't take the shot yet.
I love vodka lemonade.
Don't take the shot yet, take it
back. Vodka lemonade is pretty good.
Yeah.
But, dude, I'll always choose
but it's gotta
Jameson
be like
ginger ale.
All right.
Always.
It's gotta be a decent all right. Topic. So we're about to take the shot. That was a good segment from Jordan and Alec. So cheers, you guys. This is one of my favorite shots. Alec, I think you'll like it. Just take it. Tell me what flavor you think it is.
Creme de menthe, I feel like.
It has Bailey's.
Honestly, that tastes exactly like an Andy's Candies, which reminds me of my Grandma Marianne, which is my favorite person on the whole earth.
You can call it mint chocolate chip cookie dough. You can call it a thin mint. That's
thin mint or
boozy Girl Scout.
It kind of tastes like what's the shake from McDonald's?
Shamrock shake. Send a shamrock.
It tastes exactly like Andy's Candies.
So Andy's is the same thing. It's like a thin mint, but that is probably one of my favorite shots. You guys didn't hear it.
It is very good.
I chilled it immediately. I took out my strainer. You guys weren't even ready for that.
What's the strainer for?
Make another.
Because I put the ice in it.
Oh, okay.
Alec, are you sleeping on my couch? Are you driving home tonight? I'm just kidding. I'm not sure. I even use a little cup so you don't get too sick. Anyways.
My allergy is really bad right now.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's the weather change. No, it's the weather change.
No, the weather is.
Because it's like
it's still
40
degrees outside right now.
I got allergies too.
Basically, what happens is when the temperature changes like that, with the snow on the ground, with the warmer coming down, the barometric pressure flips. Messes with your histamine.
Thanks, Bill Nye.
My least favorite kind of vodka, though. Bill.
Dude, that was the best thing of my life.
This is kind of getting away from us a little bit. My least favorite kind of vodka. What was your least favorite? You said strawberry?
No, my second least favorite was strawberry. My first least favorite was like a citrus vodka.
I love citrus vodka, but
unless it's like.
You ever had citrus vodka in a Bloody Mary? Either way. Alec, what was your least favorite?
Fleshman.
I'm not going to call Fleshman's a flavor. But I have a bottle of strawberry. I have a bottle of strawberry to do strawberry lemonade, like vodka. But I don't like it either.
I don't know if I just don't like the strawberry flavor. If it tasted like actual strawberries, that would be a different thing.
Artificial.
What's your favorite Laffy Taffy?
See, Alex.
That's why I said it.
Nobody likes banana Laffy Taffy.
We did sound check so we don't yell at the camera. That's going to hurt people's ears. You know better, Jordan.
We're just talking.
You just screamed, yeah, Laffy Taffy! All right, we got to get back on track now.
Nobody else likes banana Laffy Taffy.
Exactly.
But, dude,
it's the least favorite about
us.
So we're done talking about Laffy Taffy. We do have a time to keep. Finally, Alex said.
Kind of harsh in my mellow.
Okay, I'm sorry you had 3.5 beers and you can't just have a normal mellow. Anyways, you guys are always getting on me like you're not a construction worker. Always, both of you. Can I just finish my thought?
You can.
Am I an important part of the construction cycle? Yes. Am I a construction worker? No.
The problem
is, I wear American Eagle pants
all the time that you're a construction worker. That's the problem.
I call it a hot button. You guys have a hot button. Whenever I say it, it pushes that hot button. It makes you mad. It's called getting
advice. Wait. Can I?
If you say Laffy Taffy, I'm stopping the podcast.
Don't say Laffy Taffy.
Okay. The reason that I get so upset about the fact you call yourself a construction worker. While I'm listening to your podcast,
can we get into the segment before you say it? Because this might turn into the segment.
We have another segment?
Well, yes.
Nice. Yeah, this is, yeah.
Yeah.
Action. And we're live.
So, we've done People of the Bowling Alley. Bowling Alley was on a different podcast, I heard. They just said people at Bowling Alley.
We should do Bowling Alley. Me and Alec bowled in high school.
So next time you see, we'll do that.
We do. Yeah.
Okay. Fist bumping. You two, are you going to kiss after this?
Don't tell me.
We might.
Okay. So we did people of Super Bowl parties or football parties, of the interstate.
Football.
Today we are doing people of the construction site, job site. So it's what I see versus what you see, though.
Okay.
Because it's
I
very
like
different.
That. I like that.
So,
okay.
Well, start with Jordan. And
are we doing
3-2-1
or just?
It's just people up. It's quick. It's the guy that.
Okay.
So you go. It's like quick, like 10 seconds.
Construction sites,
they're all different too.
The girl on the construction site.
Oh, the safety manager.
No, wait. Let me interlude again. I know I love that word. That's the word. That's the word of the day.
You're kind of breaking the flow, though, because you got to go around and talk about the people. He just looked like 8 inches past my head. I don't know what's wrong with him. So the girl
that is the construction worker, I'll say that.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. So Mine's this is the
not,
first.
Not that there's a. Okay. I'm sorry. I need to.
We need a flow.
Thing, I need to clear things up. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I support it 100% because it's actually cool that there's females in the trades. I should say that.
Okay. Yep. All right.
I don't want to be canceled. I'm a huge public figure.
I think you have like 9 followers on Instagram. But anyways. All right. So mine is always the project manager, super that. And I don't swear on the podcast like this. But when I walk into a trailer and they say, hey, fuck you, fuck off. I'll always have the mean guy.
Yeah.
They're on all sites. There's always a mean guy.
And it's usually the project manager.
Yeah. Foreman. Yeah. Yeah. Alec, you're up.
All right. Shout out Jess.
Maybe you won't be invited back.
At the site I'm at.
Jess.
Jess. Shout out Jess. Because she is.
So what's your person of the construction site? Do you not get
this? He's trying to say it. You keep. So you're the one that keeps interrupting him.
We're naming like the stereotypes of a construction site.
He's trying to get to that. Jess, you keep interrupting.
What's Jess?
Jess is the leader of the construction site. She is a female bad bitch.
So the female bad bitch.
Yeah.
But she's like, is she a project manager or is she a foreman?
No, she's a superintendent of the site.
Okay, so
yeah, she runs the whole entire site.
So what's the stereotype?
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
All right, well, Jordan, try it. Go again.
All right, the guy that is not really too bright because he's been working this construction job his entire life since he was like 17 years old.
I call that the not specialist. I know what they look like.
No, but he is a specialist.
Oh.
He is a specialist in exactly what he does, but everything else, he has no idea what is going on. So it's like, if he's a good welder, he can only weld pipe. That is it.
But he's good at it.
He's very good at it, but he can't fit the pipe. He doesn't know how to, you know...
Yeah.
Layout plans. He doesn't know how to read a blueprint, really.
So we're going
to
call it an idiot savant.
That's a mean kind of way of putting it. He's very good at
one thing.
Hey, you need those kind of guys, though. You need those kind of guys.
So here's mine, which this freaks me out a lot, going to as many job sites as I can think of, like 6 people's faces when I say this one. It's the overhelpful guy that can't help me.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a time that, like it's someone I gave, like, a business card to one time, or like a t-shirt, and every time my truck pulls into that job site, I don't know how he saw me, because I go to some pretty big sites.
He's like,
these guys are here at the site today. I know they're here and here. I'm like, can you rent anything for me? Like,
no,
but you can find these people here. And I'm like, so yeah, what are you doing? It's like, because I want to know. I'm like, you know, someone's got to take the garbage out. So I just called the overhelpful guy. You guys both know who I'm talking about. There's one on everything.
They mean well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can talk to him. I'll give him a t-shirt, like I said. But
yeah.
Alec, so do you know what we're doing now, though, man?
I can't really think of a stereotypical construction guy.
So he might not be invited back. He hasn't done anything yet.
I've been trying so hard. Because I guess it's different because I'm the only guy on the construction site. So nothing's really stereotypical for me.
All right.
I've been on multiple construction sites. So I'm just Jordan, not like there now.
Oh, yeah. But do another one.
Maybe let's say the safety guy.
The safety guy.
Not the safety manager.
Don't say what he said because you don't even know what's going on.
Not like, no, he does. Not the safety manager. He works. He's like a coworker with you. So. He's like at the same level as you. He does the same shit as you, but he is crazy about safety. He follows the rules to a T. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because the safety rules are put there for a reason, to protect you. But there's a difference between what the safety guy wants you to do and how a real job site operates and how it needs to be done. And most people are on board with that. They get it. They understand that some things just can't be worked around. So the guy that wants he calls you out too.
He loves it.
He will also he will call you out
because those are wearing gloves.
Hey,
I don't know, bro. Maybe because I'm labeling pipes.
Yeah, okay, I just got a Sharpie in my hand.
I can't peel a sticker with gloves.
You guys are doing it, but I'm gonna call it the low key safety manager.
Okay.
So I have. I'm gonna give one more out just because we are kind of running up on time now. So my first one was, and Al, you're just lost in that scene right now. But so
I'm so lost.
So mine is, you can call it a project manager, a super, a foreman, but it's like the cool, like site leader. Whether it's someone as a worker, someone another like head contractor from some sub, but he's the guy that's just welcoming and cool to everybody that comes onto the site.
And they get it.
Yep.
Because they probably started from the bottom up.
Yep, and they understand the salesman. They understand the laborer. I'm not saying you're a laborer, Alec. I'm just showing all the examples. Yeah, well, I'm saying, but they understand all aspects of it.
They do, yeah.
And they're respectful to everyone. Mm-hmm. It's the guy that not only is cool to you.
Is a good boss.
They want to talk to you, is a good boss, is a good leader.
Yeah.
So, you guys, I'm going to kind of wrap it up. Alec, I was going to let you roast me, but since you don't understand what a segment is, sorry.
Maybe I can't next roast you, Tommy. You know my heart's too gold.
You wanted to say the whole time I'm not a construction worker. No, I'm not a construction worker.
But you are not a construction worker. That is one thing.
That's not a roast, though. That's just
not
like
a roast. But I thought he was going to roast me. But anyways, guys, like I said, the beer of next week is going to be that Bud Light Seltzer out of office. If we can't find it, we'll do Corona. Alec, I'm going to give you not only 12 seconds for a closing statement as our guest, and your closing time starts statement. Now. Just so we can say something.
I love you all.
Okay, that's fine.
Bad boy.
Oh, gosh. Boy. So thanks for tuning into this, I guess, derailed podcast with Alec. He'll be back eventually.
This is a great podcast.
This is a good podcast.
He'll be back. Don't talk shit.
He'll be back eventually. He needs to learn a little more about the cast and how stereotypes work in the South.
This is his first time.
Do not interrupt me, sir. I'm just trying to wrap up the podcast.
I'm a lightweight, and this is 6% making.
Yeah, his is not gone. But you guys, thanks for listening. Please like, subscribe, follow, rate, review. You know, I'll throw it out there. If somebody gives an awesome review, I'll read it out next week, and I will send you a $20 gift card to the restaurant you put in your review. Alec, you cannot do it because you've tried before. thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.